Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Oh, man. You know, I imagine moments before, I don't know any newscasters anymore, like Lester Holt. I think he just retired or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tom Brokaw.
Tom Brokaw. There's probably professionals and there's like people...
A
like
lot
doing
of that,
the papers
yeah.
and people doing last minute refinements, like to stories, like changing the copy.
Mm-hmm.
We're like a herd of cats running around this room. This is it's time for News or Nope, where we have to be serious and tell the hard hitting news stories of the day.
Yeah.
And we are literally so ill prepared. We're like,
Aaron, get in here. We're starting.
News.
This is news or nope.
Do you or do you not think the viewership of like, you know, CNN and all those channels have really dipped. Nobody watches them anymore. Do you think what could save them would be the anchors singing the song before they give the news?
Yes, I do. Actually.
Where it's just like, headline news. And then it's like, good evening. Like, I think that would...
That would help.
Yeah.
Embrace the News or Nope model.
I didn't realize we're kind of innovators. We're the first to try it.
Not kind of.
We are.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to this innovating program.
Yep, we had it for about 4 seconds there. And then it just the wheels came off and we're back to where we were.
There's going to be a pink full moon this weekend ahead of a meteor shower.
That's such a, there's really a thing.
That being said, it's not actually pink. It's just the first full moon of spring.
Oh, they just call it pink.
They just call it, yeah, exactly, which is pretty cute. But it turns out that full moons can affect your mood. So that's why I've been a raging bitch lately.
I don't think you get to
is that
do
how it.
It
works?
It doesn't go backwards.
No, I think it does. No, like the past week and a half.
No, I
dude,
think.
No, honestly, anyone else, please text in 303-222-5423. The past week and a half, I've been wanting to crash out so bad. I've been hanging on by a thread.
But Aaron, okay.
What?
I think you're pretty. But you're saying that things can happen on the full moon, but it's not like a buildup.
No, it is a buildup.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Is that what what are we calling them? The research team?
Yes,
is that what
the Slacker Show research team.
Yeah, sorry, yes. I forgot what we call them.
They have those jackets now.
Oh, yeah, the jackets. I did see the jackets came in.
But your mood has been different the past like 5 days. T-Hack is
no, I just, I just, I wasn't
different.
Locked in one day this week and like.
That was a rough day, for sure.
It was.
But that was for different reasons.
Yeah, I just wasn't locked in.
Just kind of felt like a normal week for me.
Okay.
Even dealing with you two, it seems
unaffected
pretty normal.
By the tides and the flora and fauna, T-Hack is just his own thing.
No, I think the full moon's a big deal. It's always a big deal when it happens.
Is this
I'm
one of the times where
it.
We're supposed to put the water out and then put our
yeah,
things?
Yeah, absolutely. One, and to Aaron's point, I think like, obviously, the moon controls the tides or is controls it, whatever word.
Has an effect
on it, right?
Yeah.
Your body's 70% water.
Oh, you're one of those people. That's right.
Yeah. So how would it not have an effect on you?
Okay. It's great.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Back to the full moon because Slacker seemed like you. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. Are you going to do another story? I'm going to nope one.
Okay. People start to panic when their phone battery hits this percentage. I want the room to guess. When do you start to panic?
52.
Is that really when you panic?
Yes.
I am, you guys.
I feel, I'm closer
sort of
to
glad
that.
You're bringing this up. I don't know what's going on. It's my turn to beg for text.
Okay.
303-222-5423. Both my phone. I'm not like four generations behind. My phone and my watch. My watch was doing the always on, which you do. You get the always on or whatever. I turned that off.
Good.
Raise. Mm-hmm. I killed every app. As I'm leaving my bedroom, it's charged overnight.
Mm.
As I leave my bedroom, it's at 67%. I'm like, what in the F? My watch
is
currently at 27%. Oh. It will not make it through the day. You guys, this is ridiculous. And my phone is the same.
And they say charging overnight is actually bad, but it still shouldn't be draining as quickly as it is.
And so you can go into settings and it'll tell you if your battery is hurt and it's like, what's your battery optimization or whatever. And my watch battery still says it's at 94%. So I didn't think, it's weird that you're asking this because I didn't think I had a panic threshold before. There is a number. 50 seems high, Aaron.
52 specifically.
52 is when you...
That's when I'm like, I need to find a charger.
Yeah, I would agree.
Do you know when it changes colors? What number does it change color?
20. I think it's usually 20.
20 is red, though.
No, 20 is yellow. 10 is red.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Usually, yeah.
Unless you put it in like low power mode, and then I think it's yellow as well.
I panic when it changes colors. So it's I'm probably 20.
Hmm. Mm. Well, you are part of the, 1/3 of people don't panic until they hit 20%.
Okay.
So that's pretty good. But most people start to panic at 38%.
Hmm. That feels reasonable.
Yeah.
I think Aaron's a psychopath.
Yeah. Well, the
52.
No.
Like,
yeah.
The real psychopaths are the ones like when we were in school and going out and stuff who wouldn't charge their phone before we go out.
Yeah.
We're leaving for the bar and they're at 18%. And they're like, yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see how
it goes.
That's
wild.
You know you're going to get a ride with somebody.
What are you doing?
That's somebody who doesn't want to pay for Uber later.
Yeah, you're making me nervous.
No, because they're going to ride with you.
Because I'm fully charged.
Yeah. Is that a euphemism or is that...
it's a few things.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Something that you shouldn't be doing. Drivers are multitasking, but not just texting and driving. Don't do that. People are brushing their teeth. Styling their hair, and eating meals, all while trying to drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Quick question for the room.
Yeah.
My beard's getting a little longer. I've been kind of growing it out or whatever. And then there was some flyaway hair. So like, do you feel like I've gotten all the flyaways gone? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're very backlit from the window, and I don't see
so
any.
You don't see the flyaways. Mm-mm. Trimmed them all on the way into work today.
Oh. Okay.
Literally. Put it in autopilot, and the backlight on me was perfect, so you can see the flyaways, and I have a tiny little pair of scissors.
That's kind of different, because you do have autopilot, but you still shouldn't be doing that.
Why? Yeah.
Didn't that make a mess in your car?
No, then I got out, I have my Be a Good Person shirt on, and then I just got out and went...
So you didn't listen to your shirt. You were putting your life on the line as well as others.
Yeah, but
that's not a good person.
And then littering.
Take it off. You don't deserve it.
Take off the shirt.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.